You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. 5 years ago, Detroit playwright Shantae Brown wrote a series of six stories for the stage, based on the popular Showtime series, The L Word. She called it L, spelled E-L-L-E. The series at Fire Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative started out like any other fan fiction, by addressing the cliffhangers, especially the mystery surrounding Jenny's death, which was never resolved in The L Word's last episode. But after tying up loose ends, Brown says she wanted to create new characters for the show.
When I watched The L Word, what was great about it was that there weren't too many other shows where you could see lesbian, bisexual, transgender characters. And so that was really liberating to see those. But one of the critiques of the show was that those were queer people who were living in L.A. and had a lot of money and had a lot of access to things, and that wasn't really true for the spirit of Kalamazoo.
And so L. Kalamazoo was born. Laura Henderson is the founder of Queer Theater Kalamazoo, which is putting on the show. She's also a member of the original cast. Henderson says being an L was like being in a family. She says it helped the cast members to realize truths about their own sexuality.
Two transitioned. One left her husband, realizing her sexuality, and then two others kind of came from being questioning to bisexual into owning being a lesbian, I suppose. So it was a very good time of bonding, and we helped each other through other issues as well.
But Henderson says it was a family made up of talented people with busy schedules. And eventually, they just couldn't make those schedules line up. Now, after a three-year hiatus, Elle is back, and so is much of the original cast.
My name is Sarah McLean, and I play Lane. Lane is, she is a teacher, and she is struggling this episode with trying to get a raise, trying to get a promotion at her job, and she has been struggling since the very beginning with commitment and her relationship with Isabel. She loves her, and she's very committed to her, but she's just questioning, trying to find herself, so to speak, I guess.
I guess that means that your latest fling is out of a job.
Girlfriend.
Ooh, exclusivity. I didn't know that was your style.
Well, it hasn't been in the past. Trying it on. It's a strange fit. I mean, I'm happy, it's just...
She won't let you off the leash.
I'm not leashed. Mm.
Jen Heben is one of two new members in the cast. She plays Naya.
Naya is a slam poet. She's a free spirit. She's someone who's very interested in love and passion. She follows her politics. She just graduated. She's excited about having this freedom from structure. She's not really sure where she's going to go.
I was hoping by the time I graduated, more places on the east side of the state would be hiring, because I want to go home. But, well, until then, maybe getting a grant to put down roots for a business?
Brown says Showtime's The L Word was revolutionary television in so many ways. It told rare stories, it spoke to how LGBT issues have changed over time, and it also made the characters people first and put their sexuality second. Brown says she hopes L. Kalamazoo can be great in the same ways.
It wasn't just simply about lesbian life, but really how those individuals, you know, expressed that and how their sexuality played into their everyday lives.
You can see the latest episode of L. Kalamazoo tonight and tomorrow night at 8 at Fire Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative on Portage Road. For more info, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.